chapter 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazalaponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Azer the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Ha-Hashtari. These were the descendants of Naara. The sons of Helath, Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Koz, who was the father of Anub and Hazobeba, and of the clans of Aharel, son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Caleb, Shuha's brother, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth Rapha, Pasea, Tehina, the father of Ir Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Seraiah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Seraiah was the father of Joab, the father of Geharashim. It was called this because its people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, the son of Elah. Kenaz, the sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Azarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. One of Mered's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His Judean wife gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Eber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah, whom Mered had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rina, Benhanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, Er, the father of Lekah, Laada, the father of Maresha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbeah, Jokim, the men of Korzeba, and Joash and Saraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubi Lehem. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gederah. They stayed there and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalom was Shaul's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The descendants of Mishma, Amuel, his son, Zakur, his son, and Shimei, his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their entire clan did not become as numerous as the people of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Azem, Tolad, Bethuel, Homa, Ziklag, Beth Markoboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Sha'araim. These were their towns until the reign of David. Their surrounding villages were Etam, Ain, Raimon, Tokan, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshibiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, also Elionai, Jaakobah, Jeshurhiah, Azahiah, Adiel, Jeshemiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shifi, the son of Alon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. The men listed above by name were leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they went to the outskirts of Gedor to the east of the valley in search of pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. Some Hamites had lived there formerly. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwellings, and also the Meunites who were there, and completely destroyed them, as is evident to this day. Then they settled in their place because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, invaded the hill country of Seir. They killed the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.